Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Memes of the Week. The best thing you can do for this channel is smash the like button the way that female high school teachers smash their students, so this video reaches a wider audience. And now on with the memes. Number one, imagine you're a burglar and you can only steal things that mildly inconvenience people. What are you taking? How about their wife? Most men would love to get some peace and quiet for a change. But what I think would be the most fun to do is not to steal anything, but instead leave a low battery smoke detector inside their couch and make them lose their minds. Then again, I will steal something. These. All of these. Moving on, Denise Richards is getting divorced, and now you know she spends $25,000 a month on food and $20,000 on clothing. Women are going nuts though, because Aaron here is making the case that he should be the one getting spousal support. One woman even says it makes her sick when men take that spousal support. I guess women don't want equality when it comes to cash. In the end, if Aaron wins, he's going to be getting Charlie Sheen's money that he lost during the divorce to Richards. Number three, this defund the police activist had everything she owns stolen and then says the cops didn't do anything to help her. Maybe it was the police that robbed her. Maybe she should be grateful her things were taken, because obviously those people needed them more than she did. But maybe this does prove her point after all, because they didn't help her. So what good are the cops? Nope, she wanted to defund the police completely. Then it would be open season on everybody's stuff. Up next, this woman filed a false rape allegation and was sentenced to less than 2 years in prison. Meanwhile, the guy she accused was charged with multiple felonies and put in jail for a month. Here's a picture of the guy. The only reason she says she accused him of these things is because he looked creepy. His mugshot says it all. What the hell did he do to deserve this? He should have shaved and worked out, and only if he was good-looking enough would this never have happened to him. Number five, should illegals be banned from all welfare programs? Yes, if they aren't paying into them. Welfare payments should be for legal citizens who need them. The sooner we get AI and robots to do the work, the sooner the whole welfare state will be bankrupted. And most of the illegals will go home, because life will be better from where they're from. They're illegal economic migrants. If you feed them, they'll come. If you don't, then they'll leave. Moving on, looks like enrichment and diversity has finally arrived in Japan, with the vending machines here being destroyed by newcomers. But then again, no one knows exactly who vandalized them. The guess is everyone from Chinese people to Africans hanging around in the red light areas. I think we can all assume that it's the usual suspects that are vandalizing the vending machines. Japan isn't the West. Let's see how long they're willing to tolerate third worlders trashing their country. They should instead push to get humans of European stock into their country with free houses in the countryside. That's what I would do if I was them. Number 7, yes, paternity tests in France are legal. It's a criminal offense if you use one to prove that you're the father, or not the father. What a cucked country. I wonder if I could get around this by using something like 23andMe, to map your genome, of course. If you use that for your kid and then map your own genes, the company will show you that you're the father or not the father. As for France, I think they just want to ban paternity tests because they don't want to pay for bastard children themselves. Plus, they're white knights for women. Up next, this looks like quite the smelly breakup. Stefan Diggs breaks up with Cardi B because her Brazilian bud lifts smell like a trash bag in July. She must have really pissed him off if he's willing to share TMD or too much detail. Couldn't he have just said that they have irreconcilable differences? I guess here's what it's like opening up the trash can lid on a summer day and it smells like month-old fish soup. Maybe Cardi B's Brazilian bud lift was full of motor oil and it was rotting her flesh or something. Number 9, this guy, I believe the former president of South Africa, said that dark-skinned people can't rule themselves because they aren't smart enough. I don't want to comment on that part, but he's right that they'll actually steal all the government money, and the power grid and infrastructure is now failing in South Africa. Plus, they're using independence to promote tribalism and hatred. This also seems to be the outcome of much of the aid money that goes to Africa: luxury cars and poverty. Moving on, an Ohio postal worker was caught passing a Ford Mustang in a UPS van going 105 miles per hour during a race. He's faster than the Pony Express, and by that I mean the Mustang. Maybe this is what we're now calling ground-based airmail, if you pay for express. The guy in the Mustang also needs to remember that federal regulations state that you have to let the postal worker win, otherwise you're interfering with mail delivery. Number 11, this woman says that she's never dated a man who plays video games. Someone gets back to her and says, that's why you're still dating at the age of 40. The same woman will watch 3 or 4 hours worth of television every day, but will still say playing an hour or two of video games is a waste of time. Maybe she's onto something. If you want women to stay out of your life so you can have some peace and quiet, just play video games and tell women all about it. Up next, Amy Luciani is seeking half of Dwight Howard's assets in a divorce, and they were only married for 6 months. If she wins half his money, it's going to set a dangerous precedent where women will try and do anything they can to marry wealthy athletes, only to divorce them shortly thereafter. I think that she's probably going to get half of everything that he acquired after the marriage, but that's still a few million dollars. Number 13, America spent $350 million to save Matt Damon in films like Saving Ryan's Privates, Interstellar, and The Martian. Looks to me like if you want to have a successful film on your hands, then you need to do this and make a Ben Affleck rescue film. Then again, they spent $470 million trying to kill him in the Bourne franchise. So maybe I spoke too soon. But even with all of that, no one could save him from Liberace. Moving on, were the Native Americans right doing immigration raids on white settlers in America? I don't think so, because the white man ultimately gave them a better material quality of life. And many of them were matriarchal nomadic cultures to begin with. Many of the male Indians were glad to take authority and start living a more sedentary lifestyle. But today's migrants into the West, on the other hand, are giving us a lower quality of life. So the ICE raids are justified because of that. Number 15, if this individual compelled you to say that they're a woman or they would end themselves, what would you say? I would say a man would actually do it. Then again, I probably wouldn't say anything and just get the hell out of there as quickly as possible. Because if they're willing to end themselves over something so stupid, then they're definitely willing to end you first. People like this also need to calm down long enough to be institutionalized. Up next is this simplified graphic explain what it's like if you're a Bitcoiner versus if you hold cash. Actually, it's not Bitcoiners smashing fiat holders. It's the central banks flooding the market with endless amounts of fiat that are actually doing it instead. Yet 99% of the world would still take greenbacks over a Bitcoin. We're in the midst of a financial awakening, and yes, most people don't want to wake up and instead remain asleep. Number 17, behold, Wakanda is here. 7 years ago in Senegal, they announced that they were making a $6 billion Wakanda megacity. And here are the plans versus the final results. At least the cattle in the picture have some shelter to hide in during thunderstorms. Meanwhile, I'm sure that the consultants all got yachts and Davos invites. Then again, I have to give them credit where credit is due. They still got more done than the California high-speed rail project. Moving on, Tradcocks are saying that saving your wife from her 9-to-5 job is the ultimate flex. No, it's not. Look at her face. She knows that if she divorces you, she's going to take you to the cleaners. A woman will lose respect for a man that gives her that much power over him. Being a financial slave to a queen is not a flex. The ultimate flex is not wasting your time getting married, and if you still want to have kids, then doing it using surrogacy. Number 19, this is one of the ugly women that made false allegations against Andrew Tate. Why would Tate ever touch that? She looks like a bumpkin. She accused the Tate brothers of crimes because she was apparently bribed with $100,000 to do so. I try and find the people that are responsible for paying her and go after them legally if I was Tate. This woman is so unattractive that even Stevie Wonder wouldn't hit that. Up next, remember guys that if you're a simp, you're still not as big as this simp. Peter Parker turned this down for MJ. She was also the real villain in the film, making his life more difficult than it should have been, after his uncle died and his aunt lost her house. I would definitely smash. Also remember that she's so curvy that her butt had to be photoshopped to look smaller than it was in the Jurassic World poster. Number 21, why do so many brothers think that Black Panther is the first black superhero movie? Are they forgetting that we had Blade first? What about that awful Catwoman film, or better yet, Halle Berry in X-Men as Storm? What about Spawn? That was technically a superhero movie in some ways as well. Also, this post is definitely disrespectful of Meteor Man. That mustache alone has more superpowers than Black Panther. Moving on, Indian Railways spend tons of money each year cleaning Gutkha skeins from its trains. It's basically chewing tobacco. In this case, was the person that made this mess chewing tobacco with their anal sphincter? Because this stain looks like it's mixed up with curry squirts. This is what Indians spitting chewing tobacco are doing to the architecture in India. How long before I start seeing this in Canada? This is what enrichment really looks like. Number 23, this is definitely not how to go your own way. A 43-year-old single crypto millionaire definitely doesn't look like the example you want to follow. He looks like a retarded toddler with those big Reebok pump shoes that bullies used to wear while I was still growing up. He also doesn't need kids because he looks like he's a big kid himself. As far as I'm concerned, this guy needs to take some of those millions to fix this face. Up next, do you agree claiming to be a communist should carry the same stigma as being a Nazi? Without Americans sending the communist supplies through the Lend-Lease program in WW2, the Nazis would have won. I agree that the communists should be seen just as badly as National Socialist Fascists, but they won't be because too many people in our society sympathize with Marxists. It's the ideology of lazy losers. They'd want everyone to be equal even though none of us are. Number 25 on the last one, people say that Kylie Minogue's looks have held up pretty good over the years, but she's not 47 anymore, like in the picture on the right. This is what she actually looks like today, closer to 60. Looks like she's had way too much cosmetic surgery. But it doesn't matter what she looks like, because she's got no eggs. Empty egg carton. So that's it for another Memes of the Week. Please give this video a like to push it up in the algorithm, and so new viewers can find it. If you enjoy this series and want me to keep making it, then donate at the PayPal and Subscribestar links. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.